ohio.gov.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
All right, and we still have Sam Lai from Green Canopy Homes with us. And for anyone still wanting to check him out and the company and what they offer, go to greencanopyhomes.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Green Canopy Inc. You guys have a Facebook page, do you not, Sam?
We do.
What other areas, where can people find you? See information about projects.
Yeah, you know, the website's the best way to look us up. And then from there, you can always fill out a questionnaire so that way we can get back in touch with you to be able to respond to your specific question or specific area that you're looking. Since we have projects both in Seattle and Portland, we'd like to just funnel folks to the website first.
Okay. All right. Okay. So before the break, you were going to get us the address
for
that open house is coming up.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now the name of the show is even more fitting. Open House with Team Reba, except
perfect.
For this time
Open
it's
House a, with Sam Lai.
Well, with Green Canopy, yeah. Okay,
so
where can they find that?
That's right. So it's Seward Park Avenue South, and it's 6803 and 6805 Seward Park Avenue South. So Saturday and Sunday, early afternoon, you should be able to take a look. Or if you'd like to have a private showing, you can always contact us via our website.
Okay. Now, are there any of those other townhomes also doing any open houses or no?
Yeah, this weekend there should be open houses around the same time.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. So listeners, if you're curious about their product, go out and take a look. Now, I had attended recently a gathering that you guys did over in Issaquah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking earlier about, you know, the company scaling out and trying to do more. So tell us, what is Green Canopy up to, and what other kinds of projects can we be expecting coming up?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, right now we're really focused on Portland. We're so excited about the opportunity to be there. We have a two-and-a-half-person team, sorry, Mark, down in Portland. And we're just so excited about the fact that we're able to build on time and on budget there. We have the same systems set up to manage our projects well. And, you know, that was probably the biggest moment of pride for us in the end of 2015 to finish up that project and have this same level of quality built out there. And here locally in Puget Sound, we are looking at expanding to the east side. We're doing it thoughtfully and taking it step by step. And for the most part, the way we like to think about expansion is we want to stay focused on where we are. And then as soon as there's an opportunity to do it well and to expand well into the next market area, we will. And Issaquah, we have our sights on Issaquah right now, but it may be another 6 months to a year before we start actively engaging there.
Okay. Yeah, because I know with Seattle, there's so much of the new construction is really focused on energy efficient, green. There's a lot of the, you know, 5-star, 4-star build, you know, things like that. Occasionally a LEED development that comes through. And when I look at new construction over on the east side, I don't see much of that.
That's right.
Do you have any thoughts on why?
Well, I think the alignment of the market there is, you know, first of all, for example, in Bellevue, there isn't any code allowed for townhouses. Basically,
what?
Okay. There was code that would allow for townhouse development in about 8 years ago. But since then, basically PUDs, planned unit developments, are the only way that you can permit a townhouse community. However, with PUDs in Bellevue, I believe it's about 40% of the site that you use has to be open space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
So that means that either you're developing in a wetlands or in some sort of a steep slope area, or you can't do the project at all because too much of your land value is going to get sucked into that open space.
Right.
Which it could be a beautiful development, but someone's not going to build.
It's not cost effective for a developer.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, wow. Very interesting. I didn't know that.
So right now, if you're looking on the market, look for townhouses in Bellevue, you're not going to find anything that's new.
Well, that certainly explains it because I have people who ask me about wanting to find something like that. And I'm like, there's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that you do find is mostly just like a condo development. So,
sure. So okay. I would say that, you know, certainly the mindset of folks in Seattle, I think, are veering more towards that, what you were talking about in terms of the cool factor of green and being close to transit and being close to downtown and really cool breweries and, you know, that kind of urban connection in Seattle seems to tend towards folks that are thinking forward and frequently get excited about.
Well, sure. Even your Olympic 8 project in Wallingford on 45th Avenue, I just counted it out. You're 13 blocks from Dick's Drive-In. So good on you there.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Yeah, of course.
We got it all mapped out.
That's his number one thing to have to look at.
It's the Dick's Drive-In Walk Index.
We actually did a whole show on all the Dick's Drive-Ins and the neighborhoods surrounding them. You just can't get it off your brain, can
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, what can I say? I'm a simple person.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, how many homes do you expect to build like this year or next year?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we should probably sell about 40 homes in 2016, and we're hoping to be able to scale up, you know, double, triple, quadruple that in the coming years.
So in the Seattle area, I know it's always a challenge to find land.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys finding your land? Are you guys doing the kind of the typical, you just have a bunch of agents looking for dirt?
Yeah, so there are some models where builders work with just one team and try to focus on just one team. For us, we want to work with as many agents as we possibly can. So we like to work with anyone. And sometimes it's difficult for folks that aren't specializing in land to figure out how that works, but that's okay. We're happy to work with folks that are getting their feet wet. Oftentimes we're going to say no to deals before we're going to say yes. That's just part of the name of the game, is getting to a lot of no's before we get to the deal that works.
Well, and the thing is every parcel is very different. Like recently I contacted you guys about a parcel in Laurelhurst that I just sold. And so I ended up bringing in a different developer. Because they were specifically, you know, having to target high-end luxury, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, so we sometimes run across it, and it's just always, you know, a hit or miss. You never know who's going to love it. Like, you know, I found another property area down in Renton, you know, because I've talked to you guys about Renton, but that's not a market area that you guys are necessarily looking to expand into. So I toss it over, you know, to other folks. Like I reached out to Brooks Powell of Powell Homes recently about a couple of sites. Because he does work down on the south end.
Sure.
Not even necessarily across 167, but this was really right by 167.
Almost. Right.
But, you know, so for anyone who's out there, I do know some agents listen to the show, and that's exactly what we were doing in Issaquah, is you guys were doing a presentation to agents on how to identify land opportunities for you.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the reality is, we're not going to be able to take on every single deal, and that's okay.
Yeah. You know, we reached out to 50 different builders for that site in Laurelhurst, and a bunch of them were like, well, we don't have the capacity right now, or great site, but can't do anything. And, you know, everyone has their different things that go on. So
that's
just what happens.
Yeah. So our biggest challenge is not necessarily to make sure that every agent's working for us. We just want to add value to every relationship that we have, and working with loan officers as well and banks. And we just want to be part of the community, want to add as much value as possible in any interaction that we have. And that's part of the mission of Inspiring Energy Efficiency and Resource Efficiency. It's it's just adding value and being a friend to our community.
Yeah. Well, I've loved your product for so many years and what you guys have been doing. That's one of the reasons we wanted to make sure we got you on the radio. I mean, I don't care if I'm necessarily the only agent you ever work with. In fact, we've tried, but it hasn't worked out yet. But I love what you guys design and create, and I hope you can find more parcels out there. So anybody listening, if you're thinking about selling something that might be a good development site, how can they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, Sam, one more time. Yeah,
Get on the website, greencanopyhomes.com.
Don't you actually have a email? It's acquisitions@greencanopyinc.com?
Yeah, acquisitions@greencanopy.com.
Okay, greencanopy.com. Yep. Okay. All right, fantastic. So,
perfect.
Well, I know we're getting ready to wrap up here. So, Sam, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I really appreciate it. And for those listeners, please, by all means, go check this out. They've got the two open houses going on in the Wallingford area and in Seward Park. Yep. Please come check them out. And you want to wind anything down here?
Well, I think next week we'll make some announcements on some upcoming first-time homebuyer classes.
Oh,
and
yes.
We've got one that we're getting scheduled over on the east side.
Yes, finally. We're taking this show on the road.
I love first-time homebuyers on the east side. You know, yes. First-time guys, you know, want to buy their million-dollar home, and we're happy to help.
Okay. I don't think they all get to do that, but all right.
Thanks for joining us all. Meet us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Open House with Team Reba here on KKOL 1300 AM.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.